You're listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Janetta Ligers.
Report after report shows that more of us than ever before are sacrificing a stable future for the lure of the never-never. Women in their 30s, deep in arrears with no pensions or savings, are particularly vulnerable. If you're struggling with financial worries, help is at hand. It's time to take action and learn how to ditch that debt. Today we have in the studio Antonia Aitova. She's in her last year at the University of Nottingham, England, and she's studying economics. Do you ever have thoughts about whether or not you have an inheritance coming to you in the future? Well, at the end of the program, we're going to absolutely guarantee you an inheritance that you don't have to work for, beg for, or die for. Join us at the end and you'll find out what I mean. We have a selection of music for you today by Roy Boltz and Chris Willis, but now we're going to have Jackie Valenquez with Come As You Are. Listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Janetta Ligers. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to the Advent Hour. Today we're going to be talking about debt management, and as I said earlier, we're joined in the studio by Antonia Aitova. I said earlier that she's a student at the Nottingham University studying economics. She's actually in her last year, and we'd like to welcome you, Antonia.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Can I just to kick off by asking, we're talking about debt management today, but what is debt? There are so many definitions of this, but what would you say that debt is?
Debt is actually money that we borrow from a lender. It could be a bank, a building society, or a private lender. And we use this money to finance our spending or make an investment.
Right.
And we agree to repay the money with an interest charge on the initial amount. So debt is everything for which we owe money to somebody. A mortgage, leasing a car, or even a telephone bill. This means that we need to be aware of what it costs us and think carefully before falling in debt. For example, answer a few questions. Will I be able to repay the money? Will I have the income to do this? How long is it going to take me? And what will be the charges?
But do you think people really ask themselves these questions?
Probably not, but that's why we're here, to try and inform people.
Antonia, you know, a lot of our listeners are thinking to themselves, you know, I'm in debt, and the debt isn't stable, it's not sticking at the same point, it's getting bigger and bigger, and for some it's getting out of control. What can you do if you're in this position?
There are really two possible actions that can be taken. One is to try and decrease your spending, or the other thing is find ways to increase your income.
Your first point there was one of the methods would be reduce spending, but that's sometimes easier said than done. How can you reduce your spending?
Here I've got a list of 11 questions which might be useful for your listeners when deciding whether to buy something or not. So basically, if they've got between 9 and 11 positive answers, then they can buy the item. If they have between 6 and 8, then they better think about it. And if they have between 0 and 5, probably the decision will be not to buy the item. Here are the questions. Do I really need this product in the sense that it is a necessity? Is the price right? Is the best time to buy it? Are there any cheaper substitutes for it? Are you sure that there are no major disadvantages? If excessive in price, will it satisfy an inner need? Have I checked and researched the item? If it's a bargain, is it a current model? If it's on sale, is it a true sale price? Do I know the retailer's reputation? For example, will I be able to return it? And what other services are offered? If people bear in mind these questions when going shopping, then I guarantee that their bags will be lighter. I think most of the time we buy things that satisfy our wants and not our needs.
And credit card debt, how do we conquer it? Because it is like a disease at the moment in our society.
I think the biggest problem with credit cards is that you don't realize how quickly you spend money and how your debt is increasing day after day. That's why we have to start managing it on time. Because if we have a bad credit card history, this can make it more difficult for us in the future. When we want to get a mortgage for a house or to get a loan for a car. So without taking control of our finances, our life would become hell.
So how do you get off the credit card merry-go-round?
I think first of all we should know how the credit card system works. So there is a minimum payment that should be met each month. And the less we pay each month, the longer it will take us to repay the total. And also charges will be added onto the initial amount. This creates a larger new minimum payment for the next time. And then again in the second period, new charges will be added. And it becomes like a vicious circle. There are some very nice computer software packages like Microsoft Managing Your Money and Quicken by Intuit. These are just programs that keep track of our finances and help us be more efficient in dealing with debt. In countries where there is a lot of competition in the credit markets, people can negotiate with credit card companies or banks and try to reduce their interest payments. Creditors have realized that if they don't want people backing down from their obligations completely, they have to make deals. Here I discuss possible ways of approaching the problem. In the first one, you tell your company's collection department that you're having financial difficulties and simply say that you want your interest rate to be lowered. If you owe money to more than one institution, you can write letters to each of them saying that you're experiencing financial problems at the moment and is likely to delay the repayment. They'll appreciate your openness and will likely to be a lot nicer to you. You earn some breathing space, and dealing rather than hiding is a good start. The second option is if you find a credit card company that has offered to pay all of your old credit card debt at a lower interest rate if you switch, then you can call your old companies and tell them the deal you've been offered. Ask if they can do better and go with whichever offers the lowest interest rate.
It's been wonderful talking to you. We're going to actually break now for some music, and we'll come back to you to ask you a few more questions.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God they would not deny. Like a great angelic choir singer, I can almost hear their voices ring. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross, and one by one let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life till the trumpet. On the final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say,
I pledge allegiance to the land with all.
I pledge allegiance.
You're listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Janetta Ligers.
Welcome back to the Advent Hour as we continue our debate on debt management. Many people are going through tremendous pressure and stress because of debt in our world today. As a Christian, Antonio, what answer do you have for them?
As Christians, we shouldn't be tempted to think that we can borrow just because it doesn't cost a lot in terms of interest rates, when actually the devil is trying to push us into big trouble. Just think about all the complications that can arise if you cannot repay the debt. Then you can have your house, car, and other possessions taken. You're also tempted to try and cheat and lie your creditors if not able to meet obligations. And as we know, cheating and lying is not a good thing. Being in debt makes you worried and anxious. You have less time for God, of your family, brothers and sisters, because you have to manage the debt and deal with all the creditors. God does not want us to be a part of this world and do what the rest of people are doing. Especially, it is true for rich countries, where people do not take loans because they cannot sustain themselves and don't have money to buy food. They do it because of materiality, because they want more and more. Here I've got a couple of scripture readings that will show us what God wants for us in our lives. The first one is Luke 12:15, and it says, "Take heed and be aware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." The second one is 1 Timothy 6, verses 10 and 11. "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O men of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness." I hope and pray that these verses will reach as many people as possible, giving encouragement and support, knowing that God is there to help us in all difficulties.
I'd like to thank Antonia for the wonderful advice that she's given us today. I'm sure there's masses of information that can be used to the good of those who really are in debt. And now we're going to take a moment to pray for those who are experiencing the pressures of debt. Dear Father, we want to thank you for the program that we've heard today. There are many people listening who are in debt. And debt isn't just a subject that we talk about, it's something that affects people's lives in a very real way. And we're asking you, Lord, to help those who cannot help themselves. Help them to see the answer to every question they may have, and help them more than anything to get out of this debt cycle and to be able to experience the freedom of being secure in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I would swim against the tide. Somehow I
Make it more like you are. Show me how I should.